It is my privilege to introduce and welcome up Seth. A lot of you guys probably recognize him. He's spoken for us before. And he and his family are actually the newest addition to Fort's full-time staff, so he'll be around here a lot. Their whole family has been a huge blessing to us, and Seth is an encouragement to me. Fun fact about Seth, he's already here. Wow, that was so fast. He and his wife have known each other so long, they were so little, they don't even remember having met. They were sweethearts when they were in first grade.
Fifth grade.
I misheard that. It was loud, the music earlier. The entrance music, that's loud. And they've never dated anybody else.
There you go.
Fun fact.
So you are all in astonishment now, aren't you? You're like, seriously? Definitely.
So please welcome Seth.
Gotcha. So there are many other fun facts, but we'll leave those for maybe later sessions. Just a few things about me. How many of you guys have actually heard me speak here at camp? All right, you sorry souls. You get stuck with me all week, right? For the rest of you guys, they lived and survived an entire week of hearing me speak. So you will too. Good news, okay? My wife and I, we have 5 kids. I got one of them somewhere around here involved with you guys. All hands go pointing. But all to say, we have 5 kids from the ages of 13 this week down to 4 years old. And we've lived, Illinois people, put them up. Okay, this will be the only time and probably the last time you ever hear me say it. I was born in Illinois. I try to put that behind me, but I just want to relate to you guys. So it's been 11 years that we've lived in Wisconsin, and we try not to look back. So it's good. So we're the newest staff member, and if you wonder where we live, we get this awesome house. It's called the Hogan. It's a blue house right in the parking lot. That's my castle for the time being. So that being said, this week when I'm not in session, I am available to you guys if you have questions, thoughts, things you're pondering. Again, just like Jordan has said, I'm available to you for sure. Okay? So we're going to go on a journey. You guys have seen these really cool shirts. What do you guys know about a fire? If you have embers and you're ready to put out the fire, what do you do? Well, that's a good way, but if you don't have water, you just kind of spread them around, don't you? But what do you do when you want to have heat? You push them together, and then what do? My goal this week is that you guys, for most of you guys, and many guys for the first time, you guys will understand what this word means. It'll be like I'm blowing on the embers of your life, and you discover what this word means. Faith. So what we're going to do throughout this week is we put it up front, no practical jokes, nothing like that. But we got gold and silver Sharpies up here. As God is teaching you stuff about faith, I want you guys, anytime that I'm not speaking and you have free time to come and go, come and grab a Sharpie and write on there what God is teaching you about faith. We want to fill this whole board up from God's word and how he's teaching you guys and guiding you guys on discovering new things about faith. Okay? You guys with me? All right. Let me pray. Father, we love you. We're thankful for your word. We thank you for how you work in us. We ask that you would guide us. Help us discover you in a new way in these this next few minutes and throughout this week. I pray for these young students that they would make decisions that would set the course of their life so that they can have freedom and they can know you and they could have joy in this world and for the life to come. Please teach us what faith is. You know me, pray. Amen. So I'm really glad to be with you. I actually really think you're a really cool age. 7th through 9th grade, in my book, is one of the funnest ages of all students. I know you may not think so, but I personally do, and I'm really enjoying it as a dad because I feel like I'm starting to have adult conversations with that age group. Is that not true? Can you have adult conversations? All right. Oh, come on. We can get you more than that. All right. So here's what I want to do. I want to ask you a question, 2 questions, and I'm going to get a volunteer in a minute. Okay? I want you to just ponder this. You guys ever have something in your life and in your family that you trust God for, but you can't see? You can't see it, but you have to trust God for. And maybe it's something you've trusted God for, and it actually came true. Can anybody, like, just throw your hand up if you've had something in your life where you've trusted God, and you actually trusted him, and you saw it come true? Put them up high. Okay? Now, let's go the opposite way. How many of you guys have trusted God for something that you cannot see, and you're still waiting, or you had to wait a really long time? Put them up. I think many of us can relate to that, okay? We're going to talk about both those things. Trusting God for what we can see and experiencing something amazing, and then trusting God for what we can't see and waiting forever. You guys seen that movie? Sandlot. There you go. Seen Sandlot? Sandlot fans, come on. Forever. All right. So, I need a volunteer. I want to find out real quick, before I get a volunteer. Are you guys comfortable with me? Do you trust me?
Yes.
That didn't sound convincing. Do you trust me?
Yes.
All right. Brave soul volunteer. Brave soul volunteer. I think I'm going to go for this guy right here. Come on up here, buddy. What is your name? Hunter, come here, Hunter. So, Hunter, you trust me, but you don't know me.
Yeah, I trust a lot of people that I don't know.
Never talk to strangers, all right? See, he trusts a lot of people he doesn't know. So, Hunter, just a few things about myself so you know me, okay?
Okay.
I love Jesus. I will not harm you or kill you in front of everybody, okay?
You like blueberries?
I like blueberries. All right, here we go. So you can trust me that I will not hurt you. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. So can I tie this over your eyes? Do I have permission?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm okay here. All right? Now, don't look through this thing, Hunter. There's got to be a level of trust here. Otherwise, we just don't have a friendship. All right? All right. So, Hunter, let's practice a few things because we're going to put your faith in Seth on display here in a minute, okay? Can you see anything right now?
I can see the dark.
Okay, but can you see down here? Can you see my fingers?
What fingers?
Okay, good. It's a good response. Okay, Hunter, we're going to walk down the steps together, okay? Trust me now. Am I going to embarrass you in front of people? Hunter, what's the matter? Do you trust me? You're not sure, do you? All right, here we go.
I trust you.
Take one step down right there. There you go. One step. Okay, we're building trust here, right? Okay, trust. Then one more, two. We'll get one more. All right. Stay where you're at. Everybody give him a round of applause. Okay, Hunter. We're going to go up, but you're going to walk up backwards. Okay, I won't let you trip. Ready? Let's try it one more time. This is practice, building trust, right? We're good. We're good. One more, Hunter. I won't let you embarrass yourself. All right, here we go. All right, so he made it up here. So, Hunter, how much do you trust me so far?
A lot.
A lot. Hunter, would you eat something that I gave you?
Does it involve chicken?
Maybe.
Yes.
Okay, we'll skip that one real quick, all right? Hunter, I want you to come with me very carefully because we have very fragile instruments over here, okay? Come with me very carefully. And what I want you to do, Hunter, is I'm very strong, okay? Okay, now I'm going to...
Give me a piggyback ride.
No piggyback ride. But Hunter, listen, I'm going to actually, I'm putting you on the edge of the stage. Okay? Now listen to me. Don't move until I get to the bottom. Okay? Now, if you ask my children, I'm very trustworthy, and I will catch you. Do you trust me?
Yes.
You do? Okay. So I'm putting your trust for me on display in front of everybody here. You got it? Okay, Hunter, this is what I need you to do because I don't want a black eye from you, okay? I need you to cross your arms, okay? And I need you just to hug yourself, okay? Now, hang on a minute, buddy. I want you to come to the edge of the stage, right? Oh, you feel that edge? Don't trip yet.
I do.
Okay, come off the edge just a little bit. Okay, now, Hunter, listen to me. I'm going to take about 3 seconds. I'm going to count with you. I'm going to go down, and I'm going to catch you all by myself.
Okay,
but I need you to bring your heel, is my foot there, there you go, right there.
I'm afraid of heights, though.
I know, it'll be okay, though. I promise I won't let you fall. Got it? Can everybody cheer him on? All right. So, Hunter, I need you to do me a favor. If you bend your knees, no. If you bend your knees, I will drop you.
Okay.
So keep those legs locked. Keep those legs stiff. And I want you to go back like a dead fish, right? You're going to be stiff as a board. Got it?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to crawl down there. Give me about three. Don't move, okay? If you fall before I say go, you're in trouble. Got it? You with me, Hunter?
I'm not going to get put in a timeout.
No. I don't believe in timeouts, all right? I give way more than that. All right, so Hunter, I'm going to go down, and I'm going to say on the count of three, I'll catch you. I promise you will be safe if you just do exactly what I said.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right, here we go. Everybody cheer him on one more time. All right, here we go. All right, Hunter, I got my arms out. I'm ready to roll. Ready? I'm going to say one, two, three. And when I say don't, now one, two, three. When I say three, you can just drop straight back. I got you. I promise I will not embarrass myself and let you hit the floor. You understand?
Yeah.
All right, ready? Everybody count with me. One, two, three. Go, Hunter, go! All right. Hunter, did I tell you I wouldn't disappoint?
Well, you're more than I got.
All right. Let's see, Hunter. Look, wait, hang on. Look who was standing right here. Do you think you could have hit the ground? Not a chance. Not a chance. You guys give him a round of applause. Or... So when I talk about faith tonight and this week, thank you guys. Nobody was hurt in this adventure. When I talk about faith tonight and this week, what I'm talking about is stuff that's really hard. Now, that was really easy for all of you. Hunter, that's kind of tough, wasn't it? I could see you, dude. You're just kind of like, seriously? Culture, like people pressuring me? Did you feel a little bit of pressure?
No, I just
want to
die.
Yeah, I just want to die. I assure you, even if you fell, you probably wouldn't die from this stage, right? But all that to say, what we're talking about is faith, and what we're talking about is very hard, especially if you're the one having to exercise it. It's easy to tell other people how to live. It's really hard to trust God for what you cannot see. So that's what we're going to talk about, this idea of faith. And I want to walk you guys through it. You guys got Bibles here? Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Counselors, if they need help, help them find them, definitely pick it up. Hebrews chapter 11. This is going to be the passage that we're going to come back to almost every time we're together. Okay? So you guys definitely want to kind of mark your spot there. So if I had to talk about this word, faith, real quick, as you're turning, if I had to talk about this word, faith, I want you to think through, how would you define faith? Faith is? Yes. What? Faith is loving. Yes. Faith is? What? Faith is trust. Back two rows again. Trust and trust, definitely. Faith is? Putting your trust in an object. Good. Anybody else? Faith is? Yes. Believing in something you cannot see, but you know is true. All right, take all those things you just said. We're going to read verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 11, okay? And let's see if it gives us some insight of what in the world faith is. Here we go. It says this. Hebrews 11, verse 1. It says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. What is your name? Cade. Everybody say ding, ding, ding.
Ding.
Yeah, Cade got it right. You guys, you were right on, but he hit it, nailed it on the head. Believe in God for something you cannot see. So according to verse 1, faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you cannot see. Let's repeat this again. I'm just going to simplify it. Faith is believing God for what you cannot see. Ready? You guys with me? Faith is believing God for what I cannot see. Let's try it one more time. Faith is believing God for what I cannot see. So it says this. So if you have faith, then you will be sure of what you hope for and certain of what you cannot see. Now, we're not talking about like faith in Seth. Hunter, thank you for trusting me, but we're not talking about faith in Seth. We're not talking about faith in your parents. We're not talking about faith in yourself. The world says trust yourself. That's not what God says at all, right? We're not talking about faith in any of that stuff. We're talking about faith in a God who has all the power. He knows everything, and he loves you. Let me rephrase that. When we talk about faith, it's trusting God for what we cannot see, and it's a God that has all the power, means he can do what he wants. He knows everything ahead of time, and he loves you. Tell me, is a God worthy of our trust who has all the power, knows everything, and he loves you? Yes or no? All right, so according to verse 1, now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and it's certain of what we do not see. And then verse 2 says, this is what the ancients were commended for. Now I know for most of you guys, I'm ancient, okay? Because I've lived way more than double, almost triple. I'm going on triple of some of your lives, right? But when we say ancients, these guys that we're going to list here in this passage lived about 3,500 years ago. And it says, this is what the ancients were commended for or applauded for. Okay, so real quick, I know when... Oh! Woo! I thought they would get some magical response.
Yeah!
All right. So this birdhouse cabin... Oh, it's not a birdhouse. It's a cabin. All right, that was a birdhouse. But all I have to say is, the type of applause you guys gave for this is not acceptable. Verse 2, it says, the ancients were commended. The word commended is like a drop-down applause, scream, all out. Oh my goodness, I can't believe it. Like we just won the championship. Got it? So let's practice that real quick. This is just kind of loosen up a little bit, you guys. You guys look a little stiff, okay? All right, ready? This is going to be an all-out, top of your lungs, applaud, scream, slap those hands as hard as you can. Ready? This is what it's like. Ready, set, go. Woo! Yeah! All right. So in God's word, it says, now faith is being sure of what you hope for. It's certain of what you cannot see. It's believing God for what you cannot see. And this is what the people 3,500 years ago were applauded and screamed, and it's exciting for. So this is what God gets all hyped up crazy about. So I don't know what kind of background you came from, and a lot of people think that you have to really just do all these works for God. Does God need anything? Answer that question for me. No, he does not need anything. We need him. And the thing we're talking about is trusting God for what we cannot see. So keep that in mind as we talk about they were commended, because we're going to come back to that again and again. These people in this chapter we're going to talk about had very good reasons to walk away from God. And if you're in school, I know you've already hit reasons to walk away from God. You've had reasons to doubt God. In this chapter, if I was going to share for 2 minutes and you heard me use one phrase 19 times, I counted up 19 times in this chapter, would you say I was trying to make a point? Yeah. So if I was talking about, I just threw out the Chicago Bulls because I was a huge Bulls fan growing up, all right? So if I threw out the Chicago Bulls, I want to say the Chicago Bulls, and I love the Chicago Bulls, and we should also go to the Chicago Bulls, and I kept saying the Chicago Bulls, and I mentioned 19 times, you guys get the hint that I really like what? Good, you guys are quick learners. In this chapter, which can take you about 2 minutes to read, 19 times it says, by faith. So the most honorable thing that you guys could ever do in relationship with God is to live by faith. Check it out, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-olds. The thing that pleases God most in anything in your life is to say, God, I will trust you for what I cannot see. Now, we're going to spend the week going through this chapter, and I'm going to kind of warn you a little bit. This chapter is borderline PG-13. So we're 11 and 12-year-olds, we're expecting you guys to grow up a little bit, and here's why. We're going to be discovering that the Bible has stories where people are dropped into fire alive. Okay? People are fed to animals alive. People are literally cut in two, sawn in half, alive. And then people are literally stoned to death, and they were alive to start. Now, this is not a PG chapter. This is a PG-13 chapter. So, all young boys and girls, this is a week. Put your big boy panties on, right? Grow up, and we're going to have a PG-13 chapter 11, because this is what faith looks like, trusting God for what we cannot see. Now, all these people were trusting God, and some of these people got what they believed in. Some of these people died trusting the Lord for what they could not see. And let's just face the facts. We are faith beings. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple examples of that. Okay, we put our faith in dozens of things every day. How many of you guys drove at least 5 hours to get here? Really? 5 hours? Really? How about 7 hours? 10 hours? Who went 10? Where are you guys from? How far is that? How about 12 hours? Anybody 12? You're 12? How many? Awesome! Thank you for being here, for sure, okay? So we put our faith in dozens of things every day like this. How many of you guys actually lifted the hood of the bus or the car before you got here? You did not. Did you really? All right, the rest of you put your faith in an engine you didn't check. Did you guys check that gasoline's highly explosive? Did you know that? Has anybody experienced that before? Okay, gasoline's highly explosive. Do you guys realize there's a humongous tank, usually with about 15 gallons of it, below your car? You put a lot of faith in that car. All right, here's another one. How many of you guys have never seen the President of the United States of America in person? Put him up. But you all know he exists, don't you? How do you know he exists? You've seen him on TV, right? But you know he exists even though you've never seen him. How about this? How many of you guys have ever made it? Michael was talking about a war. How many of you guys have ever experienced real war? One, two, three. Listen up. You've done all the studying of it in school. How do you know those wars are real if you've never experienced them? You believe they're real even though you've never seen them. How about this? Gravity. How many people have had a broken bone in the house? Put them up. You've all experienced gravity in one shape or fashion, right? Tell you a quick story and I'll get on with our study. This would be about four years ago this year. I was out in left field, championship game, softball, everybody? Softball, right? Left field, first hit of the game, and the ball just dropped right over the infield. You don't let a ball drop over the infield, do you? When you're 32 years old, you take a running dive. And when I dove, gravity set in, and I trapped the ball in the glove, and I broke all four fingers, or this would be not fingers. I don't know what that really is considered right there, but I broke all four across those. And the guy on first base said he heard it snap. Yeah! That's gravity for you, okay? By the way, I never saw the break, but I sure felt it, and I believe that it's real for sure, because it hurt like crud, right? Just a few more for you. I grew up a Michael Jordan fan. My walls were covered with him from top to bottom. I had a 6'6" poster in my room, yet I've never seen Michael Jordan. Right? Anybody seen Steph Curry? Anybody? Yeah, the rest, you just know he's here, he exists, but you haven't seen him. Just a few more. You guys start driving. We believe wholeheartedly that the courts will take care of us if we drive 150 miles an hour. But you don't always see police officer, do you? So what I want to say to you guys tonight is this, that we all the time believe in stuff we cannot see. How many of you guys, put them up, how many of you guys have never been to a funeral? It's not uncommon. Put them up high. Put them up high. Yet you guys all know this. We all die. That true? So there's something in you, even though you've never been to a funeral, you all know that we are going to die. How about this? How many of you guys have ever seen your heart? Your brain? You guys see that we're faith beings? All the time, we trust things that we cannot see. All the time. But when it comes to God, and when people bring God up, people seem to have this mental block. As soon as I say the word God, people go, wait, I can't see him, therefore he's not real. We're going to discover tomorrow. I have a special guest coming tomorrow that's going to help us tomorrow hear and understand all the ways that God has revealed himself through what we've seen. And God has shown himself in great and powerful ways. But the truth is, some of us have these mental blocks. Like, is God really real? I can't see him. But we're faith people. We trust things that we cannot see all the time. Let's just look at one more verse, because I just tonight want to be an intro. So now faith is being sure, verse 1, of what we hope for and certain of what we cannot see. This is what the ancients were commended for. They were applauded. Okay? We're going to come back to verse 3, but pick it up in verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So verse 6 says, one thing has to be present for us to have a relationship with God. What is it? What is it? It's faith, for sure. And according to verse 6, it's not hard to please God without faith. It's what? It's impossible. Now, there are things that, like, you guys in sports, you think that are impossible now that someday won't be impossible. But when the Word of God says something's impossible, it's a flat-out fact. It will never be possible as long as you live. You understand that? So when it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, what is that saying? What's impossible? To please God with what? Without faith. Remember, faith is what? Believe in God for what I cannot see. So it is impossible to please God. It's not hard, it's impossible. And then the second thing is, according to that verse, you guys got Bibles in front of you. What is it that God wants us to have faith in? Number one, he exists. And number two, he does love you, but that's not what the verse says. That's a good one. What? He rewards us for what? Earnestly seeking him. So it says God rewards us for earnestly seeking him. So we have to believe that he exists and that he rewards us. Check it out. Reward and commended are basically the same idea. Catch that? Reward and commended have the same ideas to them. What did we just say? I said commend. If so, you were commend something, applaud. What's it like? Ready, set? 1, 2, 3. Woo! Check it out. So it says this. He rewards those who earnestly seek him. How many of you guys have ever wanted to be on the starting five or on the starting team? Put them up. Or in the choir, you name it. How many of you guys have earnestly desired to be that? I will tell you this. When I started dating my wife, I earnestly desired her heart. I would do anything to get her heart so that no other guy had her heart. Anything. You get a jealous guy, he will do anything to win a girl's heart. True, guys? True. Yes, true. All right, thank you. So, tonight I want to wrap things up with this. If we want a relationship with God, and we want to please the God who made us, we have to approach him with this word, faith. Now, I know you guys come from different directions up to 12, 15, 19 hours tonight, okay? But I want to propose something to you. If you have felt distant from God, maybe the missing puzzle is this word faith. That makes sense? If you have felt like God is here and you're just doing this, maybe the missing piece is this idea of faith. If you want a relationship with Him, it's faith. So quick review, faith is, according to verse 1, being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we cannot see. Let's summarize it this way. Faith is trusting God for what? Got it. And then according to verse 6, what does God do for those who trust Him in all their life? He rewards them. I want you guys to close your eyes for a minute. Let the band come up. I want to imagine something with you guys. With your eyes closed, I want you to imagine this. You come to the end of your life, and your life was really hard. It wasn't very long ago that I was in middle school, and I remember the internal struggles. I remember the social anxieties of fitting in. I remember the idea of wanting to fit in and be on top of the world. Imagine coming into your life. It was really hard. And maybe times you doubted the Lord. Maybe you doubted that He was even real. You struggled to believe that He existed. Maybe you struggled trusting Him for things you can't see. Like you're hoping that God will restore your parents' marriage. Or maybe you're hoping God would forgive you for something you've done, for the cheating you've been doing in school, or for the way you've been impure. And maybe when those doubts set in, you went to the Bible and you went to God and you said, God, please show yourself to me. And through the hard things in life, you said, God, I choose to believe. I choose to believe you for what I cannot see. I know you're true. I just don't feel it. And you chose to believe that He'll reward you for trusting Him in this life. I want you to imagine something. Can you imagine the God of the universe who has all the power? He knows everything, who loves you, commending and rewarding you with a standing ovation with the angels in heaven. And He said, you did it. You trusted me for what you could not see. You had doubts, but you didn't walk away. And you hear, welcome to my kingdom. Come rest. My hope and prayers this week is that you'll hear the Lord Jesus say, trust my love. I will relieve those burdens and those weights you carry with your family and the weight you carry inside. You know who you are when you lay in bed at night and you worry, will God love me? Will God accept me? The very words of Jesus, He said, come to me, those who are burdened, those who are weighed down by the cares of this world. He says, learn from me, for my teachings are easy and my burden is actually light. I want to invite you guys to stand with us. We're just going to close in a song of faith that says, Jesus, we trust you. We love you. Lord, help our weaknesses. Help our weak faith where we have doubts. I pray this week we would take our doubts to you. We'd find answers in your word. We would trust you like Hunter trusted me up here. I pray that we would trust you for what we cannot see. We find you faithful. We find you the true God. Lord, you are all-powerful, all-knowing, and yet you love us. I pray that we would discover faith new.